Success Story of a High School Dropout. Every day we read or hear new success stories. This one is about an English man called Richard Charles Nicholas Branson. He was born on July 18, 1950, in Blackheath, London. Due to his dyslexia, he had difficulties in his school life. At the age of 16, Branson dropped out of school. So, who is Richard Branson exactly, and what makes his life a success story? Well, at the age of 16, just after dropping out of school, this young guy started a youth culture magazine called Student. He did an amazing job, and sold $8,000 worth of advertisement in its very first edition in 1966. However, this didn't stop him, and he published 50,000 copies in its first edition and gave them away for free. He had already covered the cost of those copies with the advertisement. In 1969, Branson decided to run a mail-order record company called Virgin, which eventually expanded to a record shop on Oxford Street. At the age of 22, he was doing pretty well for a high school dropout. The company he started to fund his magazine began to grow rapidly. In 1973, Virgin Records had its first artist, Mike Oldfield. Mike recorded his single called Tubular Bells, and it went viral quickly and stayed on the UK charts for 247 weeks. This successful single paved the way for Virgin Records' brilliant future. The record company signed contracts with other music groups, including the Rolling Stones, eventually making it one of the top record companies in the world. Yet, his success in the music industry didn't stop Branson from moving a step further. In 1984, Branson formed Virgin Atlantic Airways. This was a big market, and his rivals were strong. In 1992, Branson sold Virgin Records to EMI for £500 million because he needed money to support Virgin Atlantic. He also set up Virgin Trains in 1993 and Virgin Mobile in 1999. In 2007, he set up Virgin Money. He also tried Virgin Cola, but it failed. Branson likes doing business and believes he does it better than others. In a way, he doesn't find their ways satisfying. This was the main reason for all of the companies he started, including Virgin Atlantic Airways. Branson says he doesn't like keeping his money in a bank. Instead, he loves investing his money in various kinds of businesses. In terms of Branson's point of view to business, everyone's ideas are taken into consideration. Branson says he has been taking risks all his life, and it is one of the most important factors to progress in one's career. He has formed a group called The Elders together with Nelson Mandela and Peter Gabriel. They have been trying to find solutions for global problems. According to Forbes, Richard Branson's worth is $5.2 billion. Branson is going to spend most of his wealth on finding solutions such as a biofuel.